letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 5014, Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Tevis, Tav Shin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Ubracha. Now, there is a process when a young man with the young woman, the man and the girl, they decide. Today we call this a l'chaim. You make a little celebration. So, but the question is, he asked the Rebbe, should you make tanoim? Sometimes they used to write up the conditions. Today we do it right by the chasana, most people. But he's asking the Rebbe to make tanoim, which is to write up, you know, about the wedding, or just to make a kinyan, that is to acquisition. You raise like a kerchief or something to make the agreement stick. So the Rebbe said there doesn't really make such a difference. Ask the tradition of the Anash, the Hasidim, where you live now, lately, what they do. And you do as likewise, is what they do, that's what you do. But what is important is, what is Negeya, is the setting the time of the wedding in a good and auspicious time. And as a preparation for it, which is the wedding, so then the Meyuad Lias Chosnoi, Yudlis Chosna means the one who is designated to become his son-in-law. The son-in-law should start as soon as possible to observe, in actuality, to fulfill accepting of the yoke of Torah, as I told him. And the practical, what is meaning doing this in actuality, is to add by accepting the yoke in practical food. The Rebbe says, also, it's known, my view, in this situation, that you should not take too long of time in between the sides' agreement for the wedding and the actual wedding. You should not waste, not do it too. As far as making a kinyan, just an acquisition, or writing the tanoim, that the Rebbe says to ask the minhag of the Hasidim of the Anash, lately what they do. But the time of the wedding, the Rebbe said, and also the who was going to be the son-in-law, to start, make the wedding as quickly as possible, and to start doing the mitzvahs in actuality, that should be done as soon as possible, because the Rebbe says, my view is not to make too much time between becoming the engagement and the actual wedding. And the Rebbe says, praise that, let it be the will of the Blessed Hashem, that this tie of this tanoim and the wedding that follows, it should be in a good and successful time, and to build a Hasidic home, a fortunate Hasidic home, both physically and spiritually, with a blessing. Apparently that this person needed more practical accepting the yoke of doing the mitzvah. Still, the Rebbe says a Hasidic home, it looked like that he was at a pretty decent level. If Rebbe says to make it to a Hasidic home, and but in any event, the Rebbe says, my opinion is known that there shouldn't be too much time in between the engagement and the actual wedding. The Rebbe said that should be done as early as possible. The Rebbe blessed them, that should be everything in a good, in a suspicious, in a fortunate time, and build a Hasidic home. And the Rebbe concludes with a bracha, with a blessing.